This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you already complaining. Can't seem to get you guys to, do I want to say figure it out on your own? Because that's not really what I want to say. But I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm trying to find, there it is. It does make life a little easier. So here's what I'm going to do for you guys, because Facebook's having a field day with us again. You know how much they love me. Not really. So if you're looking for us on Facebook, you probably won't find us because, again, as I said before, and it's a true statement, these guys, they give and take and they give and take. You know how it goes. And a lot of my conservative buddies that are doing this kind of stuff are also catching this. So I'm going to post up the link to their favorite competitor, YouTube. So if they won't do my stuff, can't believe this. Did they hit that too? Anyway, if you head up to my website, therealside.com, if you want to watch live, you want to listen live, you want to take advantage of, watch the show, whatever it is you want to do, and how you want to get involved with the show, you're going to have to go to my website and click on YouTube or Facebook or not Facebook, because nothing's happening there, but YouTube or something like that, and you will get the show on that tonight. Anyway, pleasure to have you with me, as always. Yeah, there are so many crazy stories. Our buddy, our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Junkin. Yeah, that's it. Corey Junkin's going to do it. God, we're already starting with the mouth of the... And the mouth's not working. You know? God. So finally, one of my compadres out of Massachusetts... said that he would arrest leaders of sanctuary cities if they don't follow the rules. Now, a Massachusetts law enforcement official testifying before Congress on Tuesday called for leaders of sanctuary cities to be arrested. Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson told the House Subcommittee on Illegal Immigration that sanctuary cities have become magnets. Now, this is a law enforcement official. This isn't a politician. This isn't a right-wing, hardcore, nutjob Republican. This is a sheriff who enforces the law on a regular basis. So he has said that sanctuary cities have become a magnet for illegal aliens with high criminal records. I'm sorry, but what part of this is you having a heartburn with? He's in it. He would know, right? If these sanctuary cities are going to harbor and conceal criminal illegal aliens from ICE, which is in direct violation of Title 8 of the U.S. Code, federal arrest warrants should be issued for these elected officials immediately. Now, this is weird. This is from my home state of Massachusetts, who almost never get this stuff right. There's always whacks in it. They do not want to uphold the law. You know? Oh, look at it. It is. But, you know, from Massachusetts, what makes this a miracle from above. So, anyway, he goes on to say, our citizens would be safer if we never stopped enforcing immigration law and if we never turned a blind eye towards sanctuary cities. He also took an aim at Massachusetts legislator who passed along rumors of a planned ICE raid in Brockton on Tuesday. See, this person, this congressional representative should go to jail. She should go to jail for obstructing justice. And I'll tell you what, if anybody on that list commits a crime and kills somebody or hurts somebody, she should go to jail as an accessory. Anybody with me? Or have you've already cowered it out? No, I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. As my buddy used to say, I'm flourish as a heart attack. That's right. Because if you're going to be involved in this, if you're going to be part of the problem like this, and you need to buck up and take responsibility. At least that's how I see it. Oh, it did. So the sheriff says, hey, give me the authority. I'll jump all over it. I love this guy. If I was close by, I would buy that man a cup of coffee. And I don't say to add insult to injury, because that's not true. So he's called out Massachusetts legislators, right? He's gone to Congress. He's up in Washington, and I wouldn't say he's begging, but he's definitely asking them for help. And I think we should give him help. Did you guys hear about the Republican congressman who said, look, I'm introducing a bill to repeal Obamacare. And it's just one sentence. So Representative Mo Brooks, a Republican from Alabama, is a member of the House Freedom Caucus. I can get my mouth back. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, will join us in just a couple of minutes, I promise. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar power generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back.
No, we're not.
We are back. Yeah, let's have the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate you being with me every night here on GCN Live here on The Real Side with Joe Messina. You can find us on many stations. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Or if you're a Facebook, I'm going to say a Facebook freak. I mean, because really, some of you guys just love being up here. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me and spend on the show and being involved and being engaged. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I mean, everything you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years that you're afraid of, but you don't have to be. Seriously. If you're afraid of the truth, then you better be petrified. But if you're not afraid of the truth, it's not a big deal. It really shouldn't be a big deal for you. Anyway, let's bring him on like I do every week. I have so much fun when Corey Duncan joins me. We refer to him. It's hard to get that mouth and tongue working so quick. Refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan. Thanks for being with me today.
Always a pleasure to come on in the piece. Give my interesting commentary.
Yeah, and it always is. Let me tell you what.
Yeah, it is.
I got to tell you, you see everything that's going on in the news. You see everything that's going on to distract us from the realities of what's happening, right? You know, you've got, now they're calling for Nunez to step down. They're trying to hide some of the real information that they have found. And then, go ahead, you were saying something? Oh.
No, I'm listening.
Oh. And
then I won't comment.
Oh, don't wait. Jump in at any time you want to. But, you know, we have so much white privilege. We have to settle the score so much on whiteness, if you would, that at a mostly white school, they've gone out of their way to give an $85,000 in surplus to the black student groups. Because, you know, we have to start a reparation somewhere, don't we?
Well, see, thanks for having me on, as always. This thing with reparations is a joke. The Indians did the same thing when they claimed that the white man came here and they took the land or whatever. And, you know, my thing of it is that, like the New Testament and these other things has been written 5 times or 10 times over. So nobody really knows what the truth is because it's been twisted so many times. And I'm not just sticking up for the white man or whatever. But, you know, like I said before, you have a situation where you got people asking for reparations that don't even know their own culture. So how can you take and they don't even understand their own culture, understand the rights and wrongs that their own culture has created for themselves as far as getting ahead in this world or whatever. So the reparations thing, I think, is just a total joke, and it's just a play on the white people to be suckers. And feel like they, I mean, for somebody to sit up and say that they are somehow connected or responsible for something that happened 100 years ago or 80 years ago, and they want reparations for it. Why? I mean, the United States government is not holding you here. Whenever you want to leave, you can leave. Go to North Korea. Go to Syria. Go to these other countries and see if you have the same type of dialect or whatever, or have internet, and you know, where you can speak and be free and have freedom of speech, you know. But these are the people that's never fought for freedom or never did anything to even be here anyway. They're just here. They're basically, a lot of these people are just here. They're just riding the welfare system, and they're just taking out oxygen and space.
Everybody is looking for you to hand them something. Everybody's been wronged on these college campuses. I was looking down a list of things I had in front of me here, and I'm saying, wow, every one of these groups, if you guys, every once in a while, you should peruse campusreform.com. That's campusreform.com. You look at all of this, and then that's, there's a group at, it's University of California, so right there, it should start with the loons at the University of California in Irvine. They now have a Wells Fargo ATM machine on campus, and they say that's not acceptable. You got to take the Wells because Wells Fargo participates in discrimination because they were directly involved in slavery. Okay, I have an idea. Tell me what you think about this. We should have on these college campuses, at least a couple of them, let's take away everything that has something to do with a Jewish community, with, slavery for 3 million years ago, all this stuff that now is unacceptable to them. What do you think they'd have left on campus?
Absolutely nothing. But see, you know, once again, you had the liberals, and, you know, I mean, it's some of the wacky stuff they come up with, and they come up with a wacky stuff like this or whatever. I try not to even waste my time even with it because, you know, what they're doing is, as I say again, it's a reverse psychology to try to make the white race feel that the old, that minorities or old, hey, look, a lot of these minorities or whatever, especially the black race, they stab each other in the back for years, and they're still stabbing each other in the back. And the people that they promote up, you know, and these great, these big entertainers, they never go back to where they came from to do anything. So my thing with it is, you know, like I said before, before you start talking about Whitey and you want to go after them, try cleaning up your own race. Then go after them or whatever. And at least if you're going to do something, as I always say on your show, make sure you do the facts. Make sure you do your research instead of just jumping on a bandwagon or somebody yelling into a bullhorn or whatever like that. You know, my mother always say, empty cans make the most noise.
Yeah, you got a great story to tell, and we need to tell it more often on the show. At least we should at least make you know, time for it, because I think it, like I said again, I think it's a great story to talk about. And tonight I'm going to deal with all kinds of campus craziness, you know, or I should say,
right.
on campus craziness, because.
Well, you know, the funny thing, not cutting you off or whatever, I would love to come on and get and tell that story time after time after time. And my own children, 3 middle children, God bless them. And, you know, they in 2 years, I mean, they gave a verbal commitment to Florida State to play basketball in 2 years. And they're all doing well and they're all playing well. But they didn't like, you know, as I posted on my page or that mom posted on there, that they didn't get there by somebody giving it to them. They earned it. And that's the main thing. You got to earn it. And, you know, it brought me to tears.
But that's part of the problem. Not that people don't need help here and there, but when you're handed too much, when you're handed so much, two things happen. One is you start feeling like you can't do it on your own. And number two, how much appreciation are you really going to have for it, right?
Right. And that's what I told them. You know, I'm proud of them. You know, it makes me choked up. It's a true blessing. And like I always tell everyone, you know, nobody gave it to them. They earned it. And you know, my thing with this is just that it all starts within the family. And the family has to have each other's back. And
you got to go for a break.
About because of race.
And when we come back, you're going to tell me how you feel about students who were instructed to write an essay from a 9/11 from a terrorist standpoint. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And it is always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I love the time that you spend with me again. And listen, I want to welcome some people to the show, right? We've got Janine from New York. Did I get that right? Janine? Yeah. Donna from Niagara Falls. Mark from New York. And Susan from Michigan. Thank you. What's that?
All right, the New Yorkers.
Oh, give it a rest. You're not from New York anymore. Get over it. You kidding me? You couldn't find your childhood home if you were sober at this point in time. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Okay. I might as well call him in. He's already there. Voice in the background. Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us like he does every week. Always. I always have a good time when he's on the show, Corey. Thanks for being with me. Actually, you know, I'm from Boston, so I shouldn't really technically let you on this show. We're kind of born enemies, are we not?
Oh, well, that's okay. You know what? I'll save you a hot dog with relish on it, and you save me some chowder.
You know, what's really bad is when people do lousy impressions of a Boston accent. It's just so funny. But let's move on so we don't make each other crazy. Hey, listen, what do you think about this? You served in the military, and I always thank you for your service, and I always thank any vet for his service, because I don't know if I'd have the guts to do it. None of us would until we actually get into that situation. But students were instructed to write an essay on 9/11 from the terrorist perspective. So a recent assignment in an international studies course at Iowa State, you would think Iowa State, really? Iowa State University asked students to write a historical account of the 9/11 terrorist attacks from the perspective of Al-Qaeda. Now, the paper goes to say, write a paper that gives a historical account of 9/11 from the perspective of the terrorist network. In other words, how might an Al-Qaeda or non-Western historian describe what happened? Stated, as was on the slip for the assignment, and a copy was sent to the College Fix, go on to say, don't worry about the fact you don't agree with the terrorists. The point of the exercise is to consider completely different perspectives. Listen, when 3,000 people are mercilessly killed, I don't want to come up with a different perspective. Am I being closed-minded?
Absolutely not. And, you know, we laugh and joke, but I most definitely take this quite serious because, it's interesting to hear people, and you know, I'm probably one of the most sentimental and patriotic people, especially a black person, patriot, just true patriotic about this. And, you know, like you said, what is it that when you have innocent people, 3,000 of them get killed in less than, what, 2 hours or 3 hours or whatever, you know, it's, you know, I don't understand what people, what they don't, what is it that they're trying to, what exactly is it their movement that do things like this? For what reason?
To start trouble? To make people feel bad? I have no idea. This is like saying, all right, class, here's what we're going to do. We're going to write an essay, a 500-word essay, on the bombing of Pearl Harbor from the Japanese perspective,
right,
and find out why it is they felt the need to do that. I mean, there are still people alive that lost loved ones. There were still people alive,
right,
that were on those ships to get away and saw loved ones die.
Right. And see, that's my thing. And, you know, me being a New Yorker myself, I wasn't in New York that day, but I was in Arlington, Virginia, not far from the Pentagon. And, you know, I wasn't at the Pentagon, but I was close enough to it at our Navy Yard. And, I mean, when that happened, I mean, it just basically sent chills through you. I mean, it was almost like a nuclear attack to a degree. And, you know, my favorite is nobody knew what was going on. And, you know, when you have the unknown like that, I don't care if you're the strongest military in the world, you got blindsided. And we got blindsided, but whatever stories you want to believe or anything, them 3,000 people still died that day. So then, well, you know, or how many days or whatever, it doesn't matter. Even the people that jumped out of the windows trying to save their own self, there's a lot of heroic things that went on that day. And my thing is that I'm not going to let something. Then when, my whole thing of it is if you're in the military, you understand, you've been to Iraq, I did 2 tours in Iraq, 1 tour in Afghanistan, and I can tell you the war is horrifying, and it's not a joke. It's not nothing to be played with. So that stuff that happened that day wasn't a video game. It wasn't, you know, that's not how life is. And my thing is, you know, I'm sorry I get a little choked up about it, is how people can sit up and, you know, just take and make a, you know, make this like it's some sort of political movement or to make the United States feel bad about going after anyone. That would be no more better than someone taking and detonating a dirty bomb in one of these cities or whatever and then doing that. And, you know, a lot of people and a lot of Americans are just so, you know, no offense intended. I heard a Russian say one time about the United States, a lot of their citizens are weak and they don't understand. They don't even understand their freedom. That's why they disrespect it so much, because they don't understand it. And once you understand what your freedom, what the freedom of speaking and being able to do certain things, and you see what's going on in these other countries, and you see when they come here that they're just like hell bent on wanting to stay. And you, if you want to be so big and bad, this is what you do. Go sign up, go join the Marine Corps, go join any of these services and go prove just how tough you're supposed to be. And how patriotic you're supposed to be. Go prove it.
Oh, I am 100% aboard. I love these kids that think they're so tough. I love these guys that think they've got it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And you really, you know, they're. And I know. Look,
Black
I'm an old.
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter. The people that made $500,000 worth of damage in Baltimore City and stuff, yeah, they were so tough. You know, you're a freaking coward when the fire department is trying to put a fire and you take and cut the lines. Well, now, who does that? Somebody that is spineless and you are a coward. Yeah, I mean, this is what I'm talking about. But these communities have made these people and these young people like that. And I don't want to keep hearing about it's because of the, there's no fathers in the way. Hey, look, my mom, my dad walked out on us. And before my stepfather got there, my mom took, and she took care. Me and my sisters, she didn't tolerate crap. If you did anything, she'd go outside your head. She don't care if you go get the police. She don't, and that's what we need to get back to, and to stop letting these kids take, and because they grow 4 inches over top of you, then I'm supposed to be scared. Because it's like this, if I brought you in this world, and I tell my sons this all the time, 6'10", 6'9", And I tell them, I will grab you in your collar so fast, you won't know what hit you. And if that's what I got to do to straighten you out, then that's what I got to do. That's real simple.
Well, there's a lot of people who are cringing right now saying, you know, I can't believe he's talking about hitting his kids. I can't believe he's not. You know what?
Oh,
even
wow.
I have four children. Not one of them ever said, and I know I'm going to get crap for this, but I don't really care. But not one of them ever said, you know what, Dad? You should have never hit us. Because here's the difference. We don't, and I'm sure I can speak for Corey, we don't beat our kids. There's a big difference between
a
spanking and a beating. Okay?
Right.
Nobody should ever beat their child. As a matter of fact, you shouldn't hit your child out of anger.
Right.
You know? If they made me that mad, and it took a lot, it was always going to run for a while, because I need to calm down, because I'm going to take you out of this world if I take care of you now.
Right, but see, that's what it is. We've gotten away from the discipline part of everything in this world. Everything is, okay, let's give everybody something for doing nothing. No.
No. Oh, what's wrong? You don't believe in giving out, like, show-up trophies? Oh, little Johnny, you have a heartbeat.
Man.
Come over here and get your trophy.
Wait, hold on. I said the drum beat.
Oh, God. No, it's
yeah, but you know, me and I had the same conversation earlier, and it's the same thing. You know, we had a discussion about my son, and he wanted to drive, and he got his license, and he thought he was going to take his mom's truck one morning, and she changed the code on the door, and he came and knocked on the door, and said, Hey, I can't make it to school. She said, well, what are you talking about? He said, because the code changed. She said, wait a minute, your dad got something to say to you. And she put me on the phone. And I said, hey, you're not driving anyway, because guess what? You're going to earn the right to drive. You earn the right to drive by getting the license, but until you show us that you're not texting or driving along and doing crazy stuff, and when we're ready, we'll let you know when you can drive. So guess what? Sit on the license, and when we're ready to you. But see, that's the thing. You got to make these kids earn it and start giving it to them because they never learn how to work for anything.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about a student who had the grade docked. We're using the word mankind on his essay. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Yeah, go throw up. It's the real story.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You know, that is the elephant music. The natives are restless. I'll tell you what, a lot of stuff going on in the news. You know, seriously, head up to my website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do there. But mostly, I want you to read a piece that I wrote the other day. I do not think that our 20 Republicans or so failed us last week. I know some of you vehemently disagree with me, but I don't. I think it showed we are not, we are not lockstep, goose-stepping Republicans or Democrats for that matter. I hate what we do what the party wants us to do just because the party wants us to do it. I just love the fact that these guys were willing to step out and go, you know what? It's not going to be lower premiums. We're not going to have lower deductibles. The older folks are going to have to pay more later on. This is not what we promised. So I'm actually kind of happy they didn't pass the bill. There's no rush to pass it. They were looking to slap Oblamo in the face, and they didn't have to. Anyway, let me get back to my guest, my Matt Blackman from Baltimore. Corey Duncan joins me. He's a lot more level-headed than I am. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to come on. I want to say to everyone out there, if I use a curse word or whatever, I just want to apologize. I get a little wound up sometimes. But
he's passionate.
I'm taking my medicine.
Won't help, you know. It won't help at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I love getting your... I used to keep your stories up front, but I'm not anymore because I want to get that initial, oh, my God, like you did last time, right? So, apparently, a Northern Arizona University student lost credit on an English paper for using the word mankind instead of a gender-neutral alternative. Now, Kaylin Jeffers, an English major at NAU, told Campus Reform that she received an email from one of her professors, Dr. Ann Scott. Well, you can't get... There's both genders in there. Informing her that she had been docked 1 point out of a possible 50 on a recent paper for problems with diction. That's the word choice. She used the word mankind as a synonym for humanity. And you think they wouldn't like that either because it got man in it too as well, right? So she goes on to say, I would rather be negligent as a professor who is running a class about human condition and the assumption that we make about being human. Are these people just lost their minds or what? Come on.
Yes, well, like I said before, and I'll say it again, this is a typical, this is the fruits of the liberals that was, that's in, that first got in the court system and got in these universities and our public schools by about 10 or 15 years ago. And then we're seeing the fruits of them with these weird actors, you know, these weird things about freedom of speech. You know, during the Obama era, he wanted the fairness doctrine to come back because he didn't want anyone to be able to question anyone or whatever, or you had to be politically correct. You know, Donald Trump, you know, I wanted to go back to what you were saying, you know, and I absolutely agree. He's trying to make good on all of his promises in a short amount of time. And I don't think he has to do that. I mean, I totally agree. He should just take his time, make sure we roll out the best health player, health plan we can, or whatever, or because the one that Barack rolled out is, I mean, it didn't work in Europe, and it's not going to work here, because really with geopolitical, you know, we let the, everyone come across the border, and you just remember a wink and a handshake, and we give you license, we give you health care, and in return, you put us in office. So we already know what the plan is today. I mean, you would have to be from the planet Mars to not know what's going on here or whatever. But, he's trying to make good on the wall. He's trying to put – he needs to just take a breath and slow down and just, you know, you got 4 years and 4 years and, you know, you'll get everything done. I mean, you're not going to get it done in months or whatever because you already got – he has to understand and still not forget how he got elected. He got elected by the people – and his party didn't want to elect them because they're all in the tank, all of them are a bunch of crooks, and he said about draining the swamp. See, what he's done, he's got away from it a little bit because, I guess, of the aura of being in the White House or whatever, but he needs to get back to, you know, get back to what got him there and to just make good on it, but not in 10 days you're not going to be able to do it. It's no way. And I heard someone say on a radio show this morning, that, you know, I guess he's found out that Washington is a lot more sinister than what he thought it was going to be. But, yeah, it's a bad place. When you're running, you don't realize it until you get in your Oval Office about how sinister that much power, because you got so many haters and you got so many people that, you know, one day they're patting you on the back and the next minute they turn in a knife.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. They wanted the same old get along, and I'm actually concerned for Trump at this point in time, seeing what's going on, seeing how easily that, what's his name there, Ryan threw him under the bus and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
I look at that and I just go to myself, wow, these guys, they'll do anything to get what they want. They'll sell their soul. And I mean that seriously. They'll sell their soul to get what they want.
And most of them have. Most world government classes I've taught. Or whatever seminars that I've given and stuff, I've told them, you know, a lot of this stuff is sinister, and you know, you got a lot of people that, you know, a lot of people that listen to your show, and even yourself might know about, you know, the Bohemian Grove and people making blood sacrifices, and these guys are Democrats, Republicans, and then when you kind of find out that, you know, satanic cults and they're into worshiping the devil and everything else. And so, you know, you know, when you get into that Washington, D.C. corridor that where you're dealing with these people at Capitol Hill and places like that, I told you, I've been to a couple of these
Republican National Convention by invite. And I come there and I'm like in awe of some of the stuff I see go on. And I'm like, really, if people really know what you guys are doing behind closed doors. And I mean, there it's a business deal. It's a handshake and a wink, no matter what kind of convention you go to. So,
well, you know about this guy. I did this story last night, but I think you get a kick out of this. Representative Alcee Hastings, he's a Democrat out of Florida, and he's an African-American guy. He was, and this is what I was saying last night, it's like to be part of the party, you have to have been, have a criminal mind. So this guy was actually being impeached as a judge, and one of his attorneys, who was a female, got him, you know, got him off, got the charges dropped against him and all that, and get him off or what have you, and just barely, and on technicalities. And then what do? They put him in Congress. So now he's been in Congress for a long time, I think almost 20 years, and he's being investigated and brought up on charges that he gave his girlfriend $2.4 million over a wide span to be his boss, I mean, to work on his staff. So... Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here going, this kind of corruption consistently goes on. Charlie Rangel, what's her name? The woman out of L.A., Maxine Waters.
Right.
They all have been caught doing this kind of thing, and they keep getting voted in. I ain't voting them in, so.
Well, see, that's another reason why I'm going to say, of my morality couldn't run for office because, like I said, they're trying to put me in an open convertible somewhere because, you know, if I come in, I'm going to clean house. I would clean house or whatever like that. And, you know, you got to remember these guys have been career crooks regardless of whether Republican. And you got to understand once you get in there, it's a club. And you know, it's almost like, you know, I don't know if people, why is it black boule? And it's like, you know, what David Chappelle went through. And you know, they came to him and said, hey, we want you to play a homosexual. And he was like, no, I'm not going to do that. And they basically blackballed him. And he was off of television for a couple of years. So this kind of stuff does go on. It goes on in entertainment and it goes on in politics. For you to become rich and famous, you have to basically sell your soul, or they basically have to have something on you, money-wise or sex-wise, and that's what's wrong with a lot of those politicians. That, you know, they're on the take and on the bribe, and you know, once people start having things on you, they can pull your chain and get anything they want, especially in that type. You know, you're used to making six figures, and they're talking about taking it away from you. Oh, hell, they're getting on a spaceship to Saturn, and, you know, just to prove their point, you know.
Yeah, there was a story I started to do before you got on about a Massachusetts sheriff who said, hey, give me the authority. I'll arrest the officials. I'll issue arrest warrants for the officials that turn their cities, towns, whatever, into sanctuary cities. So if they don't obey the law, if they don't hold up the law, I'm more than happy to arrest them. And I'm thinking, my God, not that I wouldn't want them to do it, but that would be a nightmare. Don't you think?
Well, it's just like the sheriff in Arizona, and you know, I forgot what his name is.
Joe Arpaio.
They used to say that he was racist, and no, he's not racist. I mean, but you find a lot of these sheriffs are more law oriented than the regular police is. The sheriff is like, you know, I'm not sure what kind of jurisdiction he falls under, but he must fall under the same as the city police is in these cities or whatever. The sheriff is like, you know, hey, I'm going to do my job as long as I'm sworn to do it.
Hey, we're up on time. Tell people I know you do a podcast. Tell them where they can find you, how they can get more of Corey Duncan.
All right, Corey Ferris, Matty Duncan on Facebook, and Corey Ferris Duncan on Twitter. And once again, go Seminoles in 3 years. All the Duncans are coming.
There you go. I'm Joe, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, Facebook now has let us back in. So if you want to... You want to watch this on Facebook? You got to reset it a little bit at the top of the hour. After that, this is going to be a smorgasbord of tomfoolery. Go ahead and spell that twice. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit.